The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Billy back here. Mr. Billy Blake at Walton. Now, I'm asking you the very important question that we have to come up. How much angst did you have on choosing your wardrobe for the games for this weekend?
It was pretty tough last night with the game with Unitigo and BG.
Why?
Well, in a game like that where...
You're taking this far too seriously, my friend.
Unitigo and BG, tough game, pretty... I thought it was difficult. Maybe that was just me, but...
No, the difficulty in wearing your wardrobe is that you can't wear anything blue last night. You can't wear anything green or white or maybe gold because you don't want to be called rooting for any particular team. Today you can't wear anything red or maroon or black or white. So you're stuck with, like, you, gray, or me, green. So what else is left?
Not too much.
So the Sydney Warriors back out on the field, and they're just about ready to go with the second half of this game. The Walton Warriors now coming across the fine track here at Walton High School, and they are entering from the far end of the field, and we're going to be having the kickoff here in the third quarter, coming up in about a minute 45. This is interesting. They posted a 15-minute, then they went ahead on the clock over there. Then they went ahead, and neither team was back, so they put up another 2 minutes. One difference between now and the start of this game is if you look at the maple trees across the way, you see a little hint of movement as they're beginning to drift. We might have a little bit of that breeze. They're not whipping around, so we're probably not going to have any great wind gusts. Remember, we are likely to see a front coming through later this evening, and the winds will pick up a little. The winds did not manage to create a problem for the passing arm of Patrick Vibbert or the sticky fingers of Billy Kozak, as they look terrific in the closing moments of the second quarter.
Yeah, now Sydney gets the ball to start this third quarter, and you got to wonder if they're going to try to keep it on the ground, or, you know, maybe they might continue to pass along with Vibbert and Kozak, try to keep those two in tune.
Well, guess what, my friend? It is going to be you who is going to have to describe that to the people. Here with the third quarter of the game this afternoon, my cohort in crime, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you, as always, Harry. As Walton getting out on the field to boot this ball away, Sydney all set to go. Sydney, again, in their visiting white tops outlined in maroon, will be attacking from right to left in this third quarter. Walton in the orange bottoms and the black tops with the orange numbers will be kicking from left to right.
This has been one of the easier games to follow as far as substitutes are concerned because there are very few. In the backfield for the Sydney Warriors, Vibbert, McDonald, Zimmer, and Kozak. For the Walton Warriors, Kaminsky, Kilmer, Beers, and Spencer.
And there was what looked like an onside kick from the Walton Warriors, but number 81, Dylan Rutenberg, was there to corral it, and he just laid down on the grass so he would not lose the football. First and 10 for Sydney from their own 46.
Yeah, the ball is marked down at the 46-yard line in Walton Warrior territory. Excuse me, Sydney Warrior territory.
Tight formation for Sydney. They give it to Nate McDonald. He tries to turn the corner, but he is brought down in the backfield at his own 43-yard line.
Yeah, McDonald ends up losing a couple. He has not done well today on positive yardage. He does happen to have single digits at this point, but he's had a couple of short losses, and he has 3-4 yards on the day unofficially.
Second down and 12 for Sydney on their own 44. Vibbert in shotgun with four wide receivers, two to the right, two to the left. Braden Walters in the backfield. This throw over the middle is intended for Kozak, and that one is incomplete, nearly intercepted by Walton.
Oh, I'm telling you, they had two men down there. They had both Zimmer and Kozak, And it was a matter of who was going to be able to catch up to the football. As it was, neither one of them was able to get a hand on it.
Third and long for Sydney. Opening moments of the second half, the Sydney Warriors with a 6-0 lead over the Walton Warriors.
Jacob Wright coming into the ball game for the Walton Warriors. He is a sophomore, so they're looking for the future.
Shotgun for Vibbard. Four wide receivers. Now Vibbard's going to take off. He runs right side. He's got the first down and more. He's inside the 30, pushed out of bounds near the 25.
Yeah, I think that was partly pushed out of bounds. It was partly, I see doom coming, so I will go out of bounds. Regardless, he's down inside the 30 at about the 27-yard line. The chains will have to be moved down to that distance, and you're going to end up with a really good run. That is probably about 25 yards for Vibbard.
The junior quarterback showing off his arm late in the first half and showing his speed early on in the third quarter.
First and 10, Sydney Warriors.
Tight formation for Sydney. They give it to Kozak. Kozak running right. He picks up a few yards on the play, but there is a flag near the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that flag after the play. So it was when there was body contact. They're going to say that it is a holding violation against the Sydney Warriors.
So that will push Sydney back a few yards, and now they will get Mike Ward and Nate McDonald back on the field as they replace Jared Cubby and Mike Cruz.
Yeah, the point of the foul was at the 25, so they move it back 10 yards from there. So that moves it back to almost the 35-yard line, but still in Walton Warrior territory.
First and long. Vibbert has four receivers in shotgun, but it is a direct snap to Brandon Walters, and Walters has running room. He's got a first down and more. He's inside the 10, still on his feet, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
So that one started back, as we said, at the 34-yard line. And with that, we have had a long run by Walters, 34 yards. That puts him up now to 44 on the day. And one of my friends here in the broadcasting booth is just shaking his head in disgust. So the score has gone up to 12-0. And we are ready for the PAT attempt. Is that score coming at 10:40 of the third quarter?
Sydney went for two after they scored their first touchdown and couldn't get it. They will go for two again. Vibbard in shotgun. The snap was low, but he picks it up, throws to the corner of the end zone, and that one is incomplete. Brandon Walters, the intended receiver. So the Sydney Warriors are 0-for-2 on two-point conversions. But with 10:40 to go in the third quarter, they lead Walton by 0-0.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake here on a cloudy, overcast afternoon in Walton, New York. Now the Sydney Warriors have taken a 12-0 lead, and those extra points may mean the difference in this ball game. It's 6-0 at the end of the half. And 12-0 now here in the opening moments of period number three. Neither conversion has been successful. So they're going to have Nate McDonald tee up the football. He puts it at the 40-yard line. Kozak way off to the near side. And the kick is up.
And it's a low line drive kick towards the right side. And that one is picked up by a Walton player, and they will start this drive from their own 37-yard line.
Yeah, I think the description of that one would be closer to falling on. It looks like it was going to be Trevor Zant, a 6'1", 161-pound sophomore. He didn't cleanly pick it up, and finally he just drops on the football to keep it from being descended upon by Walton Warriors or Sydney Warriors. He said, we'll start it from here.
First down and 10 for Walton. Kaminsky with two in the backfield, one receiver to the right. And Kaminsky fakes the handoff and keeps it himself. Kaminsky out of the pocket, running to his right. He's got the first down as he crosses midfield. to the Sydney 46-yard line.
Yeah, he is finally going to be ridden down by Mike Cruz. After a gain of about 14 in there, Mike Cruz, big number 80, came out of nowhere and literally brought him down bulldog style as he just simply let his feet go out from under him and said, all right, if you're going to make this, you're going to carry me along with you. And that was too much baggage.
Walton on the Sydney half of the 50. Two receivers to the right for Kaminsky. Spencer goes in motion. And they hand it off right up the middle. And not much there. Austin Dean was there for Sydney defensively. Austin Kilmer got the carry, but not much for him.
Yeah, a lot of push and shove on that one. The man who finally did manage to get him, though, was Dean, because Dean, big number 75, was just too much. 6'5", 260-pound sophomore.
Second and 8 for Walton.
Yeah, the ball resting right on the 45-yard line in Sydney Warrior territory.
Two receivers down to Kaminsky's left. Spencer in the backfield, man in motion. And they go to Spencer up the middle. The man in motion was Kilmer. And the run up the middle for Spencer, not much there for him. He got a yard, if that.
He's up over 40 yards for the day, but not a whole lot, 43, 44 yards. The interesting man to watch that time was Zant, because he was the man who flashed his arms up in the air as if the play were coming to him. He didn't fake out, I don't think, any of Sydney Warriors on that one. Third down. About 8.
And now we get a timeout called from Walton as they approach the line of scrimmage. So Walton takes a timeout, and so will we. This is high school football on a Saturday afternoon on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Walton still talking things over on the sideline as they call a timeout. They face a third down and 7 at the Sydney 44-yard line. A 12-0 lead for the Sydney Warriors as we have 8:48 on the clock.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you will see the stops pulled out at this point. The coaches in Walton have a proud tradition, and they certainly don't want to waste it. So they will examine every scoring opportunity. Kaminsky, ready to go.
Two receivers to the left. Man in motion is Kilmer, and it is a run up the middle, and not much there. That was 14 Mike Beers on the carry, but he couldn't get anywhere.
Yeah, way across the field, we see that the downs marker is being moved back the better part of a yard. So even he says there's no great gain on that particular play.
Punting situation for Walton. It is Robert Merrill to punt. Nate McDonald and Billy Kozak back deep for Sydney. And Kozak thought about going up to catch the ball, but he decides otherwise, and that one rolls in the end zone for the touchback.
Yeah, he saw that one's going to be a little bit low in order to be able to cleanly field it. In fact, it may have been two. And he was way back at about the 10 to 15-yard line anyway, so he just simply backed off and let that one bounce. It rolled into the end zone. It'll come out to the 20, and they'll get ready to go from there. The official now putting the ball down right on the 20. And it's first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors.
Pat Vibbard, the junior, in shotgun. Walters in the backfield, four wide receivers. Vibbard looking over the middle. He's got a man open. That's Damian Zimmer. And Zimmer picks up a few more yards after he makes the catch. He's down at his own 42-yard line.
Yeah, Zimmer there had managed to get away from one man, but very alertly it was Kaminsky, who just put the crossbody block on him and stopped him, but not until after he had picked up the first down. He got across the 40 and up almost to the 42. It'll be first and 10, Sydney Warriors.
Same formation, Vibbert in shotgun, four receivers. Now it's Billy Kozak over the middle. And Kozak crosses midfield. He's got a first down and more. He's along the far side to tackle. He's inside the 20, the 10, and he will score another touchdown for the Sydney Warriors.
So Kozak now manages to find really good running room. There is a Walton Warrior down at the 45. He is being attended to by the, believe it or not, Sydney Warrior coaches. 7:38 on the clock as that one was run in by Kozak. It was a terrific run on his part. It looks like we're going to have a bit of a pause in the action right now because the coaches from both teams are going to attend to the downed player before a point after is attempted. So we've got a pause in the action. You're listening on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
This week at your Sydney Unionville Great American, stock up and save.
Whoa. Hold on, Kyle. Hold on. Hang on. Every week you tell us about your great prices and quality products. It never seems like you have enough time. Let's slow down a little bit. Let everyone hear you in your slow down mode.
It does seem like all I do is try to fit 5 minutes of great specials that we have in our ad this week into one, doesn't it? Let me try it this way, Rob. Come on over and save on delicious 48-ounce assorted Perry's Premium Ice Cream. Buy one, get one free. Visit our deli department and enjoy fresh sliced Wonder Bar German bologna this week. Only $2.59 for a full pound. And finally, in our meat department, light up that grill one more time with Great American Beef Boneless New York Strip Steaks and Beef Bone and Rib Steaks at a great price of $6.99 a pound.
There you go. That's much better, Kyle.
Thanks, Rob. And for that football fan in your house, stop by and look at our brand new selection of our NFL quality tumblers. We have many new teams available with home and away selection for a great price of $5.99. And new to us this year, we have NFL freezer mugs with all of your favorite teams at a fantastic price of $9.99. All at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Billy Blake and Eric Graves back with you in Walton as the Walton Warriors taking on the Sydney Warriors. Sydney just had a touchdown 58-yard pass from Patrick Vibbert to Billy Kozak at the 7:30 mark of the third quarter to take an 18-0 lead.
We have a momentary pause in the action as a player was hit on the far side. He is up. He is standing up. He's okay. We can still have spotted who it is. It looked like readjusting all of his pads. He's walking off under his own power, so there's no injury involved. But sometimes you get equipment that moves the wrong way, and all of a sudden you can feel yourself feeling not so great. We'll pick up the identity of this player when he comes in, but no injury. Everybody's walking off under his own power, and it's just simply a matter of giving him time to get up and go. We're going to be having the point after attempt made here or coming up in just a second. We'll find out if it's made or not, but we'll have the attempt attempted as we wait for the man to finally come off the field, and now we're ready to go, and here's Billy.
Thank you, Harry. And Sydney will go for two like they have before twice tonight. They are 0 for 2 in two-point conversions. Vibbert in shotgun. He's got four receivers. He's looking left. He throws over the middle to Mike Ward, and that is caught in the end zone for the two-point conversion. So Sydney takes a 20-0 lead.
So it is a PAT pass that is going to be good. So as a result, our score has gone up to 20-0. They're still attending to the player who got roughed up before, and I'm trying to know. That looks to me like it may be Spencer. Yep, it is going to be one. They pulled his jersey up, so you couldn't tell, and you couldn't tell if it was 80s or 30s or whatever it is, but it is going to be Trevor Spencer. His jersey now is down, so you see it's number 33. We're a very concussion-oriented very sensitive group of players now, so they're talking to him, and they want to make sure that everything is right before he comes back to play. So the Sydney Warriors kick off.
Nate McDonald kicking the ball back. That is Austin Kilmer returning it for Walton. Kilmer with running room. He's out to his own 34-yard line. He spins around a couple times, and now he's finally down at the bottom of the pile. So Walton comes back out onto the field, down by 20. First and 10 from their own 35.
Yeah, the man who managed to get get onto him was Dylan Rutenberg. Rutenberg made a really tough stick, but he did have help. And the play will start at the, we'll call it 35-yard line, even though the ball is a few inches high of that. So they are still going to be attending to the player down here, and he looks a little bit uncomfortable as he's holding on to his left shoulder. Don't know if that's just equipment or if that's where the pain is. Man in motion.
Kaminsky gives it to the man in motion. That was Austin Kilmer, and he's got a first down for Walton at the 49-yard line of Sydney.
So good run for Kilmer, who will get across midfield. Kilmer going to be down to the 49-yard line, now in Sydney Warrior territory.
Dalton Kaminsky coming in, getting the play call from his coach. Now he's in the huddle. Walton looking to get a rally here, midway through the third.
That was one of the longer single runs we have seen for the Walton Warriors. They have done so much in those 6 and 8 yard spurts. To see somebody get good yardage is really an individual feat.
Kilmer in motion, but it is Mike Beers who gets the ball. He's right up the middle for a gain of 3 or 4.
Yeah, he'll get about 4. He gets down to the 45-yard line. Now they'll spot the ball down about the length of the football low of the 45-yard line. And we'll still say that it's going to be a gain of 4+, but it's second down and about 6. And we can say Kilmer now is up to about 34, 35 yards on this day.
Two receivers to the left, two in the backfield. Mike Beers gets the ball, and there is nothing there for him that time.
There had to be about 5 or 6 players around him. He had one of his teammates down, Joe Sinistor, was on the bottom of the pile. There were a lot of white jerseys on top of that, and poor Mike Beers was still standing, going nowhere, and able to go nowhere.
Third and 5 for Walton at the Sydney 44-yard line. Two in the backfield. Sinistor to the left. Sinistor goes in motion left to right now. Sydney defense creeping up towards the line of scrimmage, and there's another carry on the ground, but not much there. It will be fourth down for Walton.
Yeah, once again, it is Beers who carried the football. Maybe we'll get a yard. They're going to pull him up off the bottom of the pile, but no great gain at all. The ball will be placed down at the 44-yard line. Fourth down.
Just over 5 minutes to go on the clock in the third.
So it is now pretty much a 3-touchdown ball game. And with that, you always have to look at how much has to be made up. And every touchdown, crucial.
Fourth down, 2 in the backfield for Walton. They go to Kilmer, and he is wrapped up at the 46-yard line. He lost a yard on that one. Turnover on downs, and Sydney already up by 20, gets the ball back.
Yeah, no breaks on that for the Walton Warriors. They were playing in a spot of sunshine on this field, but there was no sunshine on the run, as the ball will be back across the 45 to, we'll call it the 45-and-a-half. It's first down for the Sydney Warriors.
Four wide receivers for Pat Vibbert in shotgun. McDonald, Warden, Kozak, 3 of the 4 receivers, and it was a bad snap. Vibbert lost the ball. Walton signaling that they have it, but the official still trying to get there, and Vibbard of Sydney was able to corral it before Walton does, so not a turnover, just a long second down for Sydney.
Well, I'll tell you, that was one of those loose balls that you just saw the ball and sort of nobody could get to it. It was one of those situations where you knew that you should never see a football in that location at that time. And right now, Warriors players, Warrior coaches are all giving a big sigh of relief.
Second and long for Sidney from their own 40-yard line. Vibbard in the gun, looking over the middle, and that one is intercepted by Mike Beers, number 14 for Walton.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Billy. That was very clear. Beers was standing apart from other players, and he just simply gathered that ball in, and he did not let it go.
So Walton takes over at the Sidney 46-yard line.
Well, things will happen like that. You end up counting your blessings when you didn't give it away on a loose ball, a bad snap. But then it looks like you have all the time in the world. Vibbard has lots of coverage out there, lots of time to pass. Bingo, into the hands of the opponent.
Austin Kilmer running left. He is taken down after a gain of two.
Yeah, Damian Zimmer that time managed to reach up and grab the back of his jersey and the top of his shoulder pads, and he just stopped him right there. It was just sudden.
Some fans wanted a horse collar, but no flags thrown. Second down for Walton.
A gain of about a yard on that at most.
Kaminsky coming into the huddle here. Clock winding down, under 4 minutes to go in the third. Tight formation for the Warriors from Walton. Three in the backfield this time. And they go to Mike Beers. Beers running hard right up the middle. Picks up a few. And it will be third and five for Walton.
Yeah, Beers had to use all 200 pounds that time to gain the 4 yards that he was able to pick up. The ball will be spotted down at the 41.
And Trevor Spencer, number 33, making his way back into the game. So he appears to be okay and clear to play. Third down and five for Walton at the Sidney 41-yard line.
Third down and five.
Spencer will be a receiver on the right side of the field. Two more receivers to the left and Beers in the backfield. Kilmer goes in motion from left to right. Play action, Kaminsky. Kaminsky rolling right. There's pressure from Sidney. Kaminsky still rolling right, and that throw is incomplete. Intended for number 40, it was, Brandon Schofield.
Yeah, it was almost picked off by Brandon Walters. Walters very disgusted with himself that time because he actually got his hands on that football. He just wasn't able to gather it into his gut. Nobody around him, really. He wasn't in the open, but he also didn't have somebody breathing down his neck. So now the ball still stays at the 41-yard line. And we see a fourth down situation, but the Walton Warriors are going to go for it.
Two in the backfield in the I formation for Walton. Two receivers to the left, another to the right. And Kaminsky fakes the handoff to a couple of guys, and he tries to take it himself. His helmet comes off, but he will not be close to the first down, and it will be a turnover on down. Sidney ball.
Yeah, we saw Walters come in very quickly on that one. So what can you say?
2:28 on the clock in the third quarter. 6-0 score at halftime, but Sidney has come out in the third quarter, put a couple touchdowns on the board, a run for Brandon Rolfers, and nearly a 60-yard hookup between Pat Vibbard and Billy Kozak. Four receivers for Vibbard. He's got Walters in the backfield with him. Vibbard looking to his right. A deep throw downfield. And that one is picked off. Austin Kilmer with great coverage on Billy Kozak.
Oh, he managed to just simply get in the way of Kozak's leap. Great catch at that particular point. Well, we have a score finally on that UV Whitney Point game, 14-14 at the half, and Delhi is still leading Livingston Manor by a score of 24-0.
So just like that, the Walton Warriors get their hands back on the football. First and 10 on their own 35-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you, this has been one of the more exciting games we've been able to broadcast this season, and it's still very interesting. Anybody can get it.
Looking to pass is Kaminsky. He's got Trevor Spencer, and Spencer is wrapped up at his own 33-yard line. He actually lost a couple of yards on that play.
Yeah, it was very interesting because one of the Sydney Warriors players came in who actually did not stop him, got a hold of his arm, and just slowed him down, and that made Spencer wobble a little bit. And before he could get his momentum going again, the rest of the white shirts came in and made the stop. But the first man on him really slowed Spencer's progress.
Second and 12 for Walton from their own 33. Backs in the eye, two receivers to the left. Option, and Kaminsky flips it over to Spencer. Spencer running right, and he is tackled at his own 40.
Spencer getting about five on that play, getting up very close to 50 yards personally for the day, and the clock has run down to about 1 minute, 20 seconds here in the third quarter.
Third down and five for Walton from their own 40.
Sydney still leading in this ball game. 20-0 is our score over the Walton Warriors.
Beers and Spencer in the I formation. Two receivers lined up to the left. They go to Spencer in the backfield. He will get the first down. He picks up 8 yards. He only needed six on that third and five play, and the drive continues on for Walton.
That time they had Merrill split way out to the far side left, and he took players with him. The play kept on the ground by the Walton Warriors off to the right, and it was a first down.
Walton approaching midfield, first and 10 on their own 49.
40 seconds.
Beers and Kilmer in the eye, two receivers to the right now. And they go with the option, and Kaminsky kept it himself, but that one was sniffed up by Sydney.
Yeah, negative eight on that one.
Jared Cubby, number 45, was there all over Kaminsky. Big loss on that play, and it will be second and 17.
That moves the ball back across midfield, back across the 45. They're going to place it down at about the 41-yard line. And with that, well, I'll tell you, that is going to be second, and we'll call it 17.
And that will do it as the clock just runs down in this third quarter. So 12 minutes to go in the battle of the Warriors. It's Sydney and Walton. And Sydney has a 20-0 lead on this Saturday afternoon on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all season treads to aggressive, studdable, and snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake back with you here at Walton as the Walton Warriors take on the Sydney Warriors. And it is Sydney who has a 20-0 lead on the road as we go to the fourth and final quarter. And for the play-by-play, here is Harry Graves.
Good afternoon again, everybody. Harry Graves here as we have ourselves a hopefully dramatic finish to this ball game. 20-0 is the score. Sydney leading it right now. Snap to Kaminsky, but he is not going to roll over and play dead. He'll go in there to Austin Kilmer. Kilmer gets across midfield, and the ball will be spotted down at the 48-yard line over in Sydney Warrior territory. That will bring up third and about eight.
And that's a good run on second and long, just trying to get closer, make this play more reasonable to get that first down, and that run by Kilmer did exactly what Walton needed to.
Exactly what they needed to have. So it will be the Walton Warriors. Trevor Zantz split off to the near side. The play is going to be kept on the ground, and again going up the middle. It is going to be the man coming off the bottom of the pile, a slow one. It is going to be Austin Kilmer. So Kilmer picks up again about half of what he needed. He is across the 45 down to the 44. It will bring up fourth, and we'll call it three. So the Walton Warriors, decked out in Halloween colors. They have orange helmets and trousers, black jerseys with orange numerals. Dalton Kaminsky barks out the signals. He goes in there to Mike Beers. Mike Beers makes it look easy, as give him about seven or eight as he gets the first down and carries the ball down to the 36.
Yep, and with the high school football, the great thing is the clock stops and you get that first down, extra chance to catch your breath and get your guys back out there to the line of scrimmage.
10:34 showing on that clock in this ball game. Two men split out to the far side. Brandon Schofield, one of them. Kaminsky up behind his center will hand off to the second man through. That looks to be Austin Kilmer. Kilmer not going to be able to get any running room at all as he runs into a wall of white.
Yeah, Austin Dean, one of the guys there for Sydney, as well as Jared Cubby. Those two have done a great job on the line for Sydney today.
So the clock now down under 10 minutes. The Walton Warriors taking their time in the huddle. Remember, Walton is known for grinding out yardage in small bits and spurts. Kaminsky barking his signals. Now goes in there to Beers. Beers won't get any running room on this one, as he is going to be stopped by several of the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, there were just so many players there from both teams involved in that pile. Just took a few extra seconds to get the guys out of the pile and back to their respective huddles.
Yeah, Mike Chase, one of those who comes up off the bottom of the pile, so you can give him credit for being one of the first men on the scene. So it will be a third and about nine. Joe Murray now leading the line back up to the football. Going to keep it and scramble. Coming off to the left side, he will get back to the line of scrimmage. He will not gain much more than that, as he is going to be forced out of bounds. That play started just inches low of the 35. Give him a couple of yards as the ball will be down to about the 32, and it will bring up a fourth down situation for the Walton Warriors.
Yeah, fourth down and about six or seven, I would say, for Walton. And Kaminsky taking his time. They need the right play call here, so he wants to go over to his coach and have a long talk with him, make sure that they are on the same page.
So we will not have any game tonight. We will have a game next Friday night, Green at Sydney. There will be no game on Saturday afternoon next week. Kaminsky's ready to go now. He fakes the ball to the first man, pitches to Kilmer, and Kilmer manages, after the ball bounces once, to pick it up, but there is a sizable loss on that play. It will be spotted down at the 44, and the Sydney Warriors will take over on downs.
Yeah, Austin Kilmer and Kaminsky just not there together in sync, as they tried to utilize the option, but to no avail, and the ball just bounced backwards, and Kilmer did a good job of just falling on the ball, not allowing Sydney to take over, but it is a turnover anyway on downs.
So it's Pat Vibbert bringing the rest of the Sydney Warriors up and ready to go. First play from scrimmage goes in there to number 22. That is going to be Brandon Walters. Walters gets a great run. That one, as we said, starting way back, he gets across midfield and gets all the way down to about the 23-yard line before he is finally pulled down. So you let Walters get a little bit of running room, and he does just that. Walters, 225-pound senior, 5'11". He is bulky, but at that time he was faster than the opposition. Ball going to be pitched in there to number four, Billy Kozak. Kozak at the other end of the size spectrum, 5'6", 135 yards. He gets down inside the 20 to about the 19. Give him a long four, short five on that one.
And Pat Vibbert getting as many backs in the running game now as he can, besides the obvious guys like McDonald and Walters, getting Kozak a chance to run the ball this afternoon.
McDonald, Walters, Kozak, all in there. The pitch will go out to McDonald. So McDonald, not a lot of running room, went to the left, ran a long way to the left, but wasn't able to turn and go upfield. The defensive unit for the Walton Warriors now trying to dig in. That ball down inside the 20-yard line in their own territory. Rarely do you see a Walton Warrior team shut out. Watch it. Here comes Kozak. Pitch comes to Kozak. Kozak smells pay dirt and goes on in for the touchdown. So that one started at the 19, and Billy Kozak just runs on in with it. The score goes up to the Sydney Warriors 26-0 over Walton here at Walton this afternoon. We're in the final quarter of play. Harry and Billy bringing you all of the action on a Saturday afternoon. Christian Rutherford comes running into the ball game for Walton. He's on that defensive unit. Vibbert is going to hold the ball. It is going to be Kozak kicking. The kick is up, and it is no good. The officials are there to say NG. So our score stays at 26 for the Sydney Warriors, nothing for the Walton Warriors. You're listening to sports on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate McDonald kicks it off for Sydney, and it is being returned by Walton. They will start this drive from their own 23-yard line, and let's go back to Harry Graves.
Yeah, there's no great gain on that one at all, as it was a kickoff that will not produce a big run back. So the Walton Warriors settle in deep in their own territory. So the forecast rain has not developed. We have had a cloudy day pretty much all day, but so far no wetness to interfere with play, and no wetness that would cause damage to this beautiful football field in Walton. So the Walton Warriors, first and 10. It is going to be Kaminsky barking out the signals. He'll go in there to Mike Beers. Beers was hit by a couple of Sydney Warrior players and lifted straight up into the air. Bryant Gray in there, among others, to make that tackle. Gray now goes to the far sideline as they will rest him for this play. So it is one of those where we see lots of things happening. Interesting, Union Endicott 36-20 over Elmira Free Academy in the third quarter. Another third quarter score, Maine Endwell over Johnson City 41-7. Here at Walton, the handoff goes in there to Kilmer. Kilmer not going to get a whole lot of running room as he comes to the near side. And it is going to be a gain of about a yard. The ball put down right at the 25.
Yeah, Kilmer tried to turn the corner towards the left, but the Sydney defensive line held strong that time. And Walton running out of time as the clock continues to wind out in this fourth.
Another score that we see here, Ithaca, third quarter score over Horseheads, 12-7. Going a long-standing first quarter score, 24-0, Delhi over Livingston Manor. The ball will come down to the near sidelines, and running over very quickly to make the stop on that, it is going to be number 45 for the Sydney Warriors, Jared Cuddy. Cubby that time managing to stop the gain at about, we'll call three or four more yards. The ball going to be spotted at the 30, and it'll be a fourth down coming up. And I believe that we are going to have a momentary timeout called by the Sydney Warriors. Now, Coach Matthews decides that he will talk to his players, comes on to the field as the water boys bring in lots of rehydration. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Keenan Hall, a 6-foot senior, now in the ball game for Walton. As the ball goes over to his side of the field, he will let it roll from there. And finally, teammate Brandon Schofield will come over and touch it down at the 40-yard line.
And expect to see some runs here by Sydney with the lead and under 4 minutes to go. Just try to keep the running game going with whether it's Billy Kozak or Nate McDonald, Damian Zimmer, just to name a few guys that have gotten some good carries today. Pat Vibbard shouldn't really have to throw the ball much more this afternoon.
At this point of the ball game, you can pretty much say he who controls the clock controls the ball game. So the Warrior offensive unit coming in, getting ready to go. Coming up next Friday night, it will be the Green Trojans coming to Sydney to take on the Sydney Warriors. We'll have that game for you, 7 o'clock Friday night. Kilmer coming out of the ball game to rest momentarily. He'd been playing both ways. The ball will be kept on the ground for the Sydney Warriors. As number 23 for the Warriors, that's Robbie Bidwell, carries the ball. He loses a couple of yards on the play, but at this point, leading comfortably in this ballgame, 26-0, Coach Matthews decides to let some of his reserves get a little bit of playing time. Patrick Vibbard still in there at quarterback. The ball going to be kept on the ground. No gain on the play again. Coming up off the bottom of the pile this time, it will be Roberto Ojeda. Ojeda, remember, 5'6", 180 pounds. So Ojeda, this senior, manages to move the ball not very far forward. It'll bring up a third, and we'll call it 13.
And Vibber taking his time getting to that huddle after going over to the sidelines to get the play call.
a number of, we would say, clean jerseys in a different age, on a different field in there. Tyler Soule involved in this play. As he gets his hands on the football, gains about four or five up to about the 43-yard line. They'll spot it down there, fourth and still about eight. So we will see if the Sydney Warriors will kick it away. It is going to be Brandon Walters ready to receive the snap. Long count. He takes the ball. It's a little bit high. Now he gets away the boot. It is going to be allowed to run. Christian Rutherford saw it. He was the man closest to it. He steps back out of the way and signals with his hand, you just keep on going, football. And it rolls down inside the 10. And we will see that is called not very good field position. So now the Walton Warriors offensive unit starts to get things rolling. The ball down, we will say, at about the 9. That's where Kaminsky and company will take over and start moving the ball front. Coming out of the ball game, Trevor Zant, he's going to be resting momentarily. 26-0 is still the score. Sydney still leading in this ball game. Push and shove. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. There's no gain in there at all for the ball carrier that time. Have no clue who carried that. I saw number 20. If he was the ball carrier, it was Colin Adam. But don't bet the house on that one. We sent a number of players in there for the first time. We can make note of some of the players as they come out. Mike Hogan, a 240-pound senior, comes to the bench for the Walton Warriors. The ball going to again be kept on the ground. They're at the far end of the field to our right. They are basically running into the sun. And we have number 10, Matt Sinistor, coming out. He is a sophomore, 5'9", 160 pounds. Now he gets a word or two from the coaching staff. He goes back in. So you can say that Sinistor is the reserve quarterback replacing Dalton Kaminsky. 20 seconds remaining on the clock. Third down and about 5 from way down in Walton territory. Ball going to be kept on the ground. First down is secured in there, and that looks to me like it was carried out by one of the number 30s. I don't know. Did you happen to catch who that was? I saw 30, but I didn't see that as an accurate number. Could have been by Rutherford. Could have been by Spencer. 7 seconds, and they'll probably just let it run out. Yep, the Walton Warriors start toward the bench. So the Sydney Warriors have managed to put together a win, but even more importantly, a shutout of their host, the Walton Warriors, here today at Walton's Field. We'll be back with a wrap-up and closing words coming up in a few moments on your station for sports, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So, Mr. Billy, let's get ready to wrap things up. Before we do that, we want to make sure that we thank our listeners, our sponsors, and particularly Joe Gardner back at the studio, who makes sure that all of these games are successfully carried out. And even more importantly, and the thing that I really want to tell you about, is he gets these games in our audio vault. So you can listen to any of those games anytime you want to. The first half of today's game already up on the WCDO website, and the second half will be there shortly. Recap, my friend.
Well, first quarter, lots of running with both teams, just sort of feeling each other out, and then we didn't get any scoring until under a minute to go in the first half. But the passing attack by Sydney late in that first half might have been the difference of the game, and then Sydney came out early on in the second half, put two more touchdowns on the board and really made it tough for Walton to get back at it on their home field today.
Well, it is one of those situations where now at this point of the season, enough teams have played common opponents. So when you sit down, you can start really looking at it and say, well, Team A has played Team B. Team C is also Team B. Therefore, we can project what is going to happen when Team A meets Team C. Our post-game show being brought to you today by NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years, but more importantly, always putting the customers first. Every single day, NBT Bank, member FDIC, and NBT Bank honors the offensive player of the game.
Tonight's offensive player of the game is Sydney's Billy Kozak. Two touchdowns for him. One of them was on a 30-yard reception pass from Pat Vibbard with 14 seconds to go in the first half. And then in the fourth quarter at the 6:02 mark, Billy Kozak ran one out from 12 yards. So Kozak not only had a touchdown catch, he also had a touchdown run. Billy Kozak, the offensive player of the game.
I don't think anybody will argue that. The post-game show also sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good deal more, shop the Catalog Outlet with locations in Unadilla, in Oneonta, in North Norwich, and now here in Delaware County, in Margaretville. Dynamic defense winner.
Dynamic defense winner goes to Mike Beers of Walton. He had an interception in that second half off of Pat Vibbert. It did not translate into any points, however, but Beers with a nice interception gets it done for Walton. He is tonight's dynamic defensive player.
And finally, the all-purpose award is being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You can call Rose Smith at Sydney 563-3533.
Brandon Walters for Sydney, the all-purpose player today. Harry, what more can you say about him? He had a touchdown run on a direct snap out of the backfield. He plays in the secondary defensively, and also he's the punter for this team, too. He had a He had some nice punts today for Sydney, pinning Walton deep in their own territory. This guy does it all, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. So Brendan Walters, the all-purpose player.
Well, across the way, we see the Sydney Warriors, many of them with their gear off, now walking across the field toward the bus, getting ready to go on the way home. One of the things that made me a little bit uncomfortable today was to look across, and I noticed this when people were coming across for the halftime conference. You noticed three players walking there with nothing but their jerseys, and they didn't have pads, so they weren't playing. One of those, Jordan Constable, another one, Matt Higgins, they were both juniors. They were not starters, so we didn't see a lot of them. The other player we had seen a whole lot this year, that was Austin McCarroll. And anytime you see a starter who is going to be out for the year, that is a very uncomfortable feeling. One of the things that we see is the television crews out on the field talking to people post-game show. You and I had talked about this in the past. They were talking to this guy by the name of Vibbert. Not surprising there. Now the interview is being conducted with Coach Matthews. So we see that the usual people who do usually good things are doing it again today. Harry Graves and Billy Blake, we want you to join us again next week. The final score, and we'll do the final wrap-up, 26-0. Next week it's going to be a contest at Sydney. Only one game next weekend. It will be Green at Sydney. We will be there. We hope that you will be there, too, because it's always better to be in attendance to see a game. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And in the meantime, we hope that you will stay tuned for continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. As always, thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Walton High School, good afternoon, everybody.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.